Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I have a crew in the studio right now from the Juno Community Charter School. Can we start over here and just have you introduce yourself, please, to the listening audience?
I'm Tristan.
I'm Thalen.
I'm Micaiah.
I'm Tara.
I'm Sadie.
All right. And you all are from the 4-5 class at the Juno Community Charter School. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. 4th and 5th grade. Wow. Trying to remember back. Mr. Petock was my 4th grade teacher. And also we have, can someone introduce your teacher for us, please?
Renee Drummond.
What kind of teacher is Mrs. Drummond? Anybody?
Very nice.
Very nice. We get over here. All right. So let's see. I've heard that your school uses project-based learning. I was wondering, what do you like about learning through projects?
We get to come up with questions to study and get the information from articles, books, and computers.
Okay.
It's hands-on, so we get to feel and see stuff from Fish and Games.
We pick our own topics and work in groups that we get to choose.
All right. And just one sec. Can I remind you all, when you get a chance, get as close to the mics as you can, okay? All right, go ahead.
We interview experts and community members about our subject.
All right.
We integrate art and make pictures like Rachel and draw exoplanets. And today we visited Sarah Tabbert's gallery at the museum for our earth science project.
All right. That sounds awesome. I've also heard that there's a lot of parent involvement at the school. How are your parents involved?
My mom teaches an exploratory in the class of the middle school.
Okay. My dad teaches math in my class.
My mom comes in at lunch.
My mom is on the APC, which is a group of parents that help make important decisions for the school.
Every Friday, the classrooms take a field trip and parents walk with us.
Okay. Your school has an interesting way to problem solve called restorative practices, and that you can use circles in your classroom. What do you do when you are in a circle?
We problem solve.
Sometimes we have a short read aloud.
We eat snack.
We talk about something that we learned over the week.
We do feelings in our circle.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing all of that with us. Mrs. Drummond, can I get you in on the mic for a second, please?
Sure. So just to add to that, the restorative practices is really a way to when there's a problem between students, to allow the students to talk to each other, to be heard, and then especially to sort of come up with their own strategy for how to enter back into the classroom, and that it builds community and allows students to sort of get rid of their bad feelings towards others, and that it, the restorative practices really helps the students to be the ones in charge of problem solving. So it's a pretty unique. Well, it's not actually so unique anymore. It's spreading throughout the district.
And sort of based on what I hear of restorative justice.
Correct.
Sort of. All right.
Absolutely.
Can I get someone else to come up to the mic? Can you give me an example of, and you don't have to use anybody's name or anything like that, but how you solved a problem through a restorative circle?
We sometimes go out in the hall and then talk about both sides of the stories, and then we just like.
Okay. Anybody else want to add to that?
They take breaks from each other until they're ready to talk again.
Okay. Anyone else want to add?
They talk to each other and try and figure out how to not to have that happen again.
Okay. And I'm trying to think of alternatives to that would be like a simple timeout or something else, but this actually talks about having dialogue and communication with each other for problem solving. That sounds pretty neat. What's another of your favorite things to do at the Juno Community Charter School?
I like to look through our classroom library. It has a lot of different varieties of books.
All right. And?
I really like the math because we have a really small math group sizes, and it's easy to ask questions.
I like to use the computers.
All right.
Me too.
Okay. Well, sounds like lots of good stuff going on at the Juneau Community Charter School. Are there any events or concerts or open houses or anything that we should know about?
Yes. So we're particularly recruiting for the 4-5 class in the middle school. And this coming Tuesday, it's March 10th from 5:30 to 6:30. At the school, which is housed in the main floor of, or the bottom floor of the JDHS building. It's in room 104 from 5:30 to 6:30.
All right. And sorry, can you actually repeat that once more, please?
Sure. March 10th from 5:30 to 6:30 at the JCCS school, which is housed in the bottom floor of the JDHS building in room 104.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming on KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to our listeners out there? How about, we love KTOO.
We love KTOO.
All right. Thank you all for coming on the show.
Do we have
support? Comes from the leading company, locally owned and operated.